Welcome to episode 51 of our Snowflake Snow Pro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast Series brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user, and today we're going to dive deep into the realm of configuring shares, account parameters, and privileges in Snowflake. Snowflake's unique architecture not only allows organizations to store and analyze vast amounts of data, but also facilitates seamless data sharing across accounts. Understanding how to configure shares is pivotal for leveraging Snowflake's full potential. Let's start by dissecting what shares are. Essentially, shares are Snowflake objects that allow account administrators to grant access to databases, schemas, or specific tables to other Snowflake accounts. Furthermore, you can control whether these accounts can read or write to the shared data. Additionally, effectively managing account parameters is a critical component of optimizing your Snowflake experience. Account parameters can be broadly categorized into two groups: parameters that affect the whole account and those that can be adjusted at a more granular user or session level. For instance, the data retention time in days parameter determines how long Snowflake retains historical data for time travel queries, impacting data management strategies. Moreover, discussing privileges, it's paramount to understand that Snowflake employs a comprehensive role-based access control system. This system defines what users can and cannot do within the platform, ranging from creating new databases to executing queries. Administrators can create custom roles and assign different levels of privileges, ensuring that only authorized personnel can access or modify sensitive data. Additionally, the use of secure views and secure UDFs, user-defined functions, adds another layer of data protection, allowing you to control who can see the data and what they can do with it. As we navigate through today's topic, also bear in mind the importance of secure data sharing. This feature not only simplifies the process of sharing, but also ensures that data remains secure and governance policies are adhered to during the exchange. Plus, the Snowflake Data Marketplace opens up myriad opportunities for accessing third-party data or sharing your data with others, thus enriching your organization's analytics capabilities. So, armed with these insights, let's embark on this informative journey to uncover the intricacies of configuring shares, adjusting account parameters, and managing privileges in Snowflake. By the end of this episode, you should have a comprehensive understanding of these concepts, equipping you with the knowledge to ace your SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification exam and harness the power of Snowflake in your organization's data strategy. Stay tuned as we unfold all the layers of this topic, discussing best practices, potential pitfalls, and expert tips to ensure your success. Remember, this deep dive aims not only to prepare you for the exam, but also to provide you with practical knowledge for the real world. So let's get started.